Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, we're going to start here. You know, there's a team that I'm very, very harsh on.
Is this our overreaction episode?
This is a little bit of an overreaction here. It is not the Red Sox.
As is tradition at the beginning of the MLB season, week one, let's overreact.
I'm not going to get into sales bro Ryan Cooley's Red Sox. we're going to get into...
You're going to get me fired.
A team that I put money on to be terrible, and that would be your New York Yankees.
Hey, baby. 5-0, first time since 92.
Now, let me say something real quick about this Yankee team.
Why am I happy about that?
I do not in any way, shape, or form think this Yankee team is going to be any good. I got over-under at A-Lane at 92.5 wins, and I hammered the under.
Oh, boy. Not the start you're looking for then,
this team is about as garbage as it was last year. Okay, they added Juan Soto. Okay, nice little piece. Juan Soto's a top 10 player in
baseball. Nice little piece.
That was great, but he hasn't signed long term. He's probably like literally a working interview right now. And boy, if you're the Yankees, this is your guy. Let me tell you what. Baseball season started on Thursday. It is now Tuesday. Is Juan Soto not the scariest player in the league right now?
Also, your boy Mike Trout, he looks like he's pretty good at baseball.
And we'll get
again.
To Trout in a little bit as well, but like...
But no, his impact these first few days...
That Astro series was Juan Soto. The Yankees go 0-3 in that series.
Because he did it on both sides of the game, whether he was in the field, right field, or whether he was hitting piss missiles out to left field that go... I didn't see the exit velocity.
He's not even in Yankee Stadium yet.
But oh my God, that thing was like just low flying stinger right over the left field ball and got out in a second. And it was just, again, like, well, all right, Juan Soto, he's here.
That throw he made from right field to protect that lead and gun that runner down at home was insane.
Quick note.
And it made me wonder. Yeah, go.
Oh, I was going to say just about that. The Astros, their over-under run total for that game was 4. They scored 4 runs by the second inning and then didn't score the rest of
right.
the game. And that run was to give them their 5th run. Talk about a bad beat.
We were watching the game and we were like, oh, the Yankees look terrible. This is bad. This is bad. And then there's Soto to bail him out. Now, the question is, can Soto bail him out all year? That I don't know. But I'll tell you what, in these first 5, 6, 7 days of baseball... Boy, Juan Soto is as advertised, and I don't know if it's because he was in San Diego and maybe we weren't watching, but I feel like we were watching Padres games because they're just loaded. You know, if Snell's on the mound or Darvish is on the mound or Musgrove, and then you've got, you know, Bogarts and Haesung Kim and Machado and Tatis and Soto, like, it was hard not to watch those games, but... This is a Juan Soto I haven't seen since maybe ever. And it has me wondering, I'll open the floor for you guys. Does Juan Soto's play in the last 5 days make you rethink the expectations for the Yankees?
No, just because when I look at the pitching staff, like, I mean, I text you, this was either the day before or the day of opening day. Garrett Cole, 60-day
right.
IL.
Right.
And it's like...
Got Tommy John written all over him.
Like, I don't... there was probably one other team that was as disappointed with them starting the season, and that was the Oakland Athletics. Well, maybe the Colorado Rockies after that first game as well, giving up 14 runs in one inning.
Dude, Chris Bryant is 0 for 14.
Oh, buddy. That's on my list. Not the Chris Bryant, but I want, we'll have to get to later in the show. Guess how many, guess what players are hitless to start the year. And that's one of them right there, yep. Chris Bryant. So check mark there. But I mean, he has started this tenure with an absolute bang. I mean, to save a game with your arm and also just propel this team with your bat. I mean, out of all the Yankees players, like he's one of two players, again, early season batting above 400 on the Yankees. If you can have an offense that can sustain this pitching staff throughout the year, then the Yankees are going to give themselves a shot. And if Gerrit Cole is able to come back in the year, like that's what you're crossing your fingers for, whether they make another move to acquire an arm somewhere.
And Judge has got to play all season.
Yes, 100%. He's got to stay healthy. So,
but Stroman threw well the other day.
That's what I'm saying.
Nestor Cortez, he didn't look very good, but that's one start.
If they can, again, just have a competent offense up and down the lineup, again, Judge, he's batting 143 to start the year. So I don't anticipate that to be the case. Volpe has actually been starting off the season pretty well as far as batting. So you want to see him have a full season of playing good baseball at the dish.
Yeah,
so,
he's 8 of 14 right now.
Good start.
That's a good start.
Good little start.
Juan Soto is 9 of 20. With 5 walks.
But again, like, you're getting Stanton. He hit a home run the other day, but 167. Verdugo, who you acquired, 158. Like, you need other dudes to step up. Rizzo's barely above 200.
Gleyber Torres.
Yeah, dude, like...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You need to have a competent offense for this team to be successful. And here's our first reaction of the 2024 MLB season. Are the Yankees good? I'm not buying it just yet.
I'm not buying it either, but I'll tell you what. It is awesome to see players like Juan Soto come out of the gate as hot as he is. I mean, how much money? Money is all skewed now because of Shohei.
His agent is Scott Boras, so he's probably going to get nothing.
Like, money is all skewed now because of Shohei kind of changed everything. And, you know, so, but, I mean, can Soto get a Mookie deal? Can he get a Mike Trout deal? I mean, hell, dude, if you keep playing like this, then yeah. You're doing it in the field and at the dish?
Well, and what I love about him is he just gets on base. Like, he's got one of the best eyes, too.
Like I said, 5 walks already.
Yeah. That's what I've always loved about him is even when he may not be getting the ball into play, is that he has one of the best eyes in the game. His on-base percentage is always above, like, 370, 380, it seems like, almost to the 400. So now you just need everybody on this Yankees team to pull their weight. But we do this every time.
Every time.
The Pirates, aren't they 5-0 too?
Yes. The Brewers are also undefeated.
4-0, baby.
Yeah, y'all remember the 2019 Seattle Mariners, like a 14-2 start to the year?
I feel like the Pirates have done this like the last 3 years where they start off the season well.
Well, like their unknown left fielder at the time, Domingo Santana, who I remember very well, hit like 7 homers in the month, and everyone's like, oh, the Mariners found a new star, and then he teetered off. It's like, no, this happens every year to a couple of teams. They're going to have better starting pitching throughout the year. I think Carlos Rodon went like 4 innings. He didn't give up many runs
in
his first start.
He went 4 innings, gave up 5, and it gave 5 hits and 1 run.
So he gave up a run, but he's
3 walks, 4 Ks.
He's got to go longer than 4 innings.
He's got to go longer. Yeah, the bullpen in New York is not bad.
No, but you can't sustain them for 4 innings each game coming in to keep the win alive for 162 games. Yeah. This is the first week of the year.
Yeah, the kid, Luis Gil, he threw 4 and two-thirds innings, gave up 1 hit, 1 run. three walks, six Ks. That's encouraging.
Clark Schmidt had a bad start, though.
Stroman had six innings, four hits, no runs, two walks,
but again,
four Ks.
You mentioned how Nestor Cortez was shaky. They're playing the Diamondbacks right now. He's already at 37 pitches in two innings, and they're down 3-0. So,
yeah.
Like, Cortez, he caught that season.
He might be
in a
the guy for them that's got to come through.
It's like, dude, like, you had a great year two seasons ago. Like, where the hell is that? You can't have a year like last year.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but to your guys' point about, you know, every single player doing their part, was Austin Wells, their catcher in waiting, now their starting catcher, supposedly not sold as, like, not Jorge Posada, but, like, the next big Yankees catcher? Like, Gary Sanchez kind of flamed out, no, that's not going to be Austin Wells. He's going to be awesome. And now, all of a sudden, he's being sold as, like, a... Well, maybe he's an everyday guy, but he's looking more like a Kyle Higashioka backup type.
If you're depending on Austin Wells to be any sort of, like, offensive savior for this team, then that's where you know this Yankees team is screwed.
Rizzo is 4 of 18.
In August of last year, Wells was an offensive savior. Now, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Verdugo is 3 of 18. Rizzo, 4 of 18. Judge is 3 of 21.
Verdugo's earrings sure do look shiny, though.
Dude.
DJ LeMahieu is dead.
You want to talk about a guy that shouldn't have taken off his facial hair? Alex Verdugo.
Yeah. Dude, you look weird.
Oh, my God.
Looks ugly. Like, with the big beard and the tats,
looks
like that makes sense.
Looks like a ween.
But now he's got all the tats and a clean face. You're like, dude, man.
Yeah, it's very weird.
You're like Green Day sellout level.
I will say, that is one of the dumber things that the Yankees do.
You know what I found out?
Is the fact that you have to shave your effing face to be a part of their team.
They have a barber in the clubhouse, all right?
I'm not surprised.
Right, but get this. It's $100 and they don't cover it. You have to pay for it.
See, that makes it
That's
even worse.
Right? If you're Aaron Judge, you're like, whatever. But like, you're telling me the New York Yankees can't have a guy on retainer? Because if I'm a Yankee, I'm going every day and I'm like, shave me up.
They need to do the owner rankings like they did with the MLB.
Steinbrenner's going to be low.
With the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, where they're like, oh, does the team have a daycare? What's the cafeteria like?
I thought the Oakland
A's have a
were
barber?
The poverty franchise making you buy your own soda and Moneyball. What the hell?
That's insane.
All right. Mookie Betts just scored for the Dodgers. Dude. They're up 1-0 in shocking form.
Now, granted, they played a couple extra games, but he leads like the MLB in everything.
Dude, he is amazing.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.